Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go, hook him up! I just whipped your ass. You take it all away. I'm gonna dog you until I wear your Texas ass out. The game is ours to play.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm joined by my co-host, Katrina. What's going on, Katrina?
Not too much. What's up?
Not too much. Just, you know, just got home trying to relax and get high, and then I get a message saying you want to do a show. So here we are. I guess Craig saw the message and went back to bed.
You can still get high. You know, even if you're doing the show, it doesn't stop you.
Well, I was getting high up until the damn music started.
Okay.
So anyway, what's going on?
Not too much.
How was your Super China Buffet Day?
I don't know. I didn't go on one.
Yeah, me neither. I was kind of broke that day. And then, I had got pizza the night before, so I guess I picked out Saturday night in the UFC.
But, have you watched UFC?
Yeah, I watched it. It was okay.
I really wanted to see Nate not Connor out again.
Yeah, I know, man. But it was a good fight. I mean, it was a badass fight, but I knew that they were going to give it to fucking Connor, but at worst, it should have been a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Because that second round should have been, they should have gave both of them a 9-9. Because, you know, Connor knocked him down three times, but Nate beat the shit out of him for like a minute and a half. So that round should have, like, canceled itself out. So I think Nate should have won. Either it should have been a draw, like with that, or Nate should have won because he should have got 10-8 for the third round because he beat the shit out of him the whole third round. And,
mm-hmm.
And then I think in the fourth round, I think fucking that's when he got cut real good, and I think the blood was in his eyes, and that's what slowed him down in the fourth round and shit. Now, I'm sure his leg was hurting. Connor had a good game plan. I got to give him that. I mean, attacking his leg. So the thing is neither one of them, they really defend the leg. They just take them. But it was a good fight. And then the fucking one-punch knockout fucking before that was Rumble Johnson just fucking hit that dude so hard when his tooth flew out. You could see it in the slow motion. It was crazy.
Well, where should we start?
T or SummerSlam, basically. That's the big stuff.
Okay, I got the NXT results right here in front of me. We can run that down real quick.
Yeah.
See, in the first match, Austin Aries defeated. No way. That makes me laugh, that name, for some reason. I don't know if it's so stupid. Defeated No Way Jose by submission in 10 minutes and 42 seconds.
It sounds like a cartoon name, and he looks like a real-life cartoon, basically. And he came out
with,
like...
open.
The what?
I said I was gonna say, please don't let somebody named No Way Jose beat Austin Aries. It just don't seem right.
Yeah, I know. I was kind of worried about that, but luckily Austin won. He got a good match out of the guy too.
Mhm.
And then the best part was though, fucking Hideo Itami came out, and he's wearing what the fuck? He was wearing like dress shoes, but with no socks. And they had like a little scuffle, and he got like Aries down on his knees, and then he kicked him in the face with those shoes. So that was pretty fucking funny. And it started off kind of like not that great, but by the end of it, it was that segment was pretty good. So at least Aries has a better person to work with than fucking No Way Jose.
And Tommy's pants he was wearing looks like his dry cleaner shrank him. Because he's wearing these slacks and the shoes with no socks. And it looked like he had trouble at the dry cleaner or something because they looked a little bit like they had shrunk. So.
I know, it did look kind of funny.
I totally forgot that he even worked there.
Well, he's been gone for like so fucking long with a shoulder injury. He's got a nasty-ass scar, if you see it.
Yeah, I mean, I totally forgot that he was even, since it's been it's been like a year and a half or something he was out, it seems like.
At least a year and a half.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, next one was Ember Moon defeated Billy Kay in 4 minutes and 35 seconds.
It was all right. It was better than your women's matches on Raw. I love Billy Kay's fucking cape when it floats over the second rope. That's pretty cool. And everyone did all right. And she got that awesome finisher, that fucking blind fucking stunner that she does.
I was watching this match and I was wondering who was the one making their debut, because it seems like Billy Kay took about 75% of this match.
Yeah, she did take a good percentage of it. Well, they kind of look like they're going to start to kind of, I guess, you know, since all the chicks have gone up, they need to establish like a heel, and I guess they're going to try and make her one of the heels. She's one of the better ones there. And it looks like someone went to the WWE warehouse where they keep all the opaque gimmicks all boxed up, like, you know, the Gooker outfit and all that shit, and somebody found Adam Bomb's contacts. Well, maybe they didn't look exactly like Adam Bomb's, but she had those goofy ass red contacts, Dave didn't like the match, but I thought it was all right. I don't know what the fuck Dave was complaining about, but I thought they did pretty
really
good.
It didn't showcase Ember Moon that well, I didn't think, for her first match. That's the only problem I had with it.
Yeah, because like they really came to take a lot of the match. So, but I mean, it was good. But yeah, it should have been. But then she should have wrestled somebody other than Billy Kay, like one of the ones that like haven't been on TV or just barely been on TV. If they're going to do that,
my review is. Try to get somebody like the people that have been like wrestling Nia Jax on Raw or something.
But I think they think people like expect like really good matches on these takeovers, so they try to have the best overall match, even though this is the one time where, yeah, you probably want to have one outfast the other one in the debut.
The next match saw Bobby Roode defeated Andre Almas in 10 minutes and 22 seconds. This was a hell of an entrance. I thought it was cool.
What was he on, like a box or something? Like a big lit up box?
It looked like that thing that Bad News Barrett used to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, kind of like it was kind of the same thing.
Yeah. That song is like the greatest song ever fucking written for pro wrestling.
It's like the greatest song, but the cheesiest at the same time.
Yeah, I was doing my paper out the other day, and I put it on my phone on YouTube, and I think I listened to it like 3 or 4 times in a row, just singing as loud as I could as I was throwing paper to people's houses and shit. But it was a good match. Bobby Roode did pretty good. Karis I guess I keep saying he sucks. It's failed. Get rid of him. Get another Mexican in.
Or at least look like, get some new gear. It looks like something right out of the fucking 80s or something.
Looks like, in this new PC world, I'll get heat for this, but he looks like a gay hairdresser.
Let's see, the next match saw the Revival defeated Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa by submission in 19 minutes and 10 seconds. This was the best match on the show, I thought.
It was that and the main event were pretty cool. Well, there was three really, really good ones, but it was really good. But the match I saw at the house show was actually better, even though this one probably had like a better finish. But they work well together, and the Revival is just fucking awesome. I mean, it's almost exactly like you're on a time warp and you're watching the Brainbusters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to be I probably put them on SmackDown. I think they had the better team to work with the
SmackDown and give them Paul Lee or give them a manager that can talk for them. But, like, yeah, put them on SmackDown, have them wrestle the Alpha and some other matches. I mean, they're bland as fuck, but it kind of works for, it kind of starting to work for them in a way. Like, their
mm-hmm.
blandness is actually is going to start getting over.
Mm-hmm.
Because even how NXT is a little different. They're badass, and Johnny's badass. Ciampa's all right. But, yeah, that was a badass fucking match.
Are they doing, like, some kind of a breakup angle with Ciampa and Gargano or something? Seems like it.
Yeah, but it's going to be, like, a real, real slow one. Like, it'll probably happen. It's not happening on these tapings, so it's got to be, like, the next tapings. It'll probably be, like, something that goes real slow until the next takeover. They'll probably have, like, the big tag rematch, and that's when Ciampa will turn on them or something like that. But they're taking their sweet time, but you can see it.
Next, we had Asuka defeated Bayley in a women's championship match in 14 minutes and 7 seconds. It wasn't the best match on the show, but I think I enjoyed this more than anything else on the show. I thought it was very good.
Yeah, it was really good. Bayley's awesome when she gets all pissed off and defiant.
Yeah.
And stuff. And really good match. I mean, it was one of the better women's matches in a while in NXT. And
it was just kind of so, Asuka, she got that offense. She just kicks the shit out of him, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And she kicked her in the face real fucking hard, like on the before she pinned her and shit.
Yeah.
And
the next match saw Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Samoa Joe for the NXT title in 21 minutes and 14 seconds. He had an awesome entrance.
But he actually had the best entrance because that was awesome. With the guy in the violin just following him to the ring and shit. That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
The match was real good. They beat the shit out of each other. He just was kneeing the fuck out of Joe's fat stomach. And then broke his jaw.
It looked like he murdered him right at the, like he killed him right at the end with that knee.
Yeah. That's what he did in Japan. But yeah, that was a really good match. Joe's awesome. I don't know what the fuck those two dudes are doing on NXT, even though they're in the main event. It should be on the main roster.
Yeah, I mean,
have Samoa Joe being Brock Lesnar's next opponent, and then they can make Nakamura into like one of the biggest stars.
What they ought to do is have like, I don't know, one of the months that when Brock comes back or something, and they say he can pick his own opponent, whoever like he wants to wrestle, and so everybody's like wondering who he's gonna pick and. You know, watching Raw and SmackDown each week, wondering who it's going to be. And then him show up at, like, his NXT tape and, like, lay out some Mojo or something. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
And Nakamura, I think he has the best chance of, like, on the main roster as being a real main eventer than any Japanese guy they've ever had, I think. So.
Yeah, he just knows how to carry himself. I mean, he does look like a star, even though he looks like a douchebag star.
Looks like an asshole rock star going that hates everybody.
Asshole rock star, heroin addict, fucking douchebag looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then they had like a...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, they had somewhere in there, they had like a promo for like a new character that's going to be called Insanity coming in. And I'm
it's a woman, isn't it?
Pretty sure it's going to be Crazy Mary Dobson. So when she was the Miz's hairdresser and Kane's boss when he was selling the hot dogs, and she's wrestled a few NXT matches.
Okay.
She's all right. As long as they let her be, like, if this Insanity is close to her Crazy Mary Dobson character, it'll be all right. Because her style is, like, she's not, like, real technical. She's more, like, out of control. Because, like, you know, her character's crazy. And she's kind of just out of control. And she's good at doing that. So let her, as long as this character's kind of, like, on for her crazy character, it'll be all right. But if they try and get her to be, like, a technical wrestler, then it won't work.
And then we had SummerSlam was the next night, and I did not watch all 6 hours. I just think I ain't gonna do it. I can deal with four sometimes, but six, and plus it's on the pre-show, so not like much is gonna mean anything. So I just didn't. I just didn't watch
it. I had it on, so I mean, I wasn't totally paying attention to everything on the pre-show, but I watched like the what was it, 12-man tag match.
Mm-hmm.
And it was okay. They're starting to build some tension between Alpha and the Usos, which is good because that's the best team for them to wrestle to have good matches. So.
Mm-hmm.
They just had, what else did they have? Oh, what was it? Sami Zayn and Neville against the Dudley Boys. And that was okay.
Isn't it at least the Dudley Boys win in the last match?
The Shining Stars a little bit before they got totally taken out.
That's true, but I mean, still, I would have at least. If it,
you know how many
you
people
know,
would be bitching if they would have beat the team with Sami Zayn in it?
Nah, fuck those people. I don't care what they think.
They'd be going all crazy.
Yeah.
And then I didn't see all of
Shane
and Cesaro.
I was going to say, they've been doing the stuff with Dudley Boys. I could have sworn Bubba was going to turn on D-Von because they've been doing that kind of breakup angle, it seems like, building tension for the last few weeks. So I was surprised
they were,
the
then,
where they were. Yeah.
Then they were, and then they just decided to say, fuck it, and their contract's up. So, they'll just say goodbye. But they were kind of building it up. Especially, I mean, that's how basically the match on the pre-show ended was with fucking them kind of fucking up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I was hoping that if they were going to do, like Bubba turns on Devon or something, I was hoping bring, like, Bully Ray back or something like that, you know, as a single. So.
Yeah. I guess this means Velvet's going to have to start working more dates.
He hadn't gotten her job yet.
That's why they don't take her. I mean, she's still fucking hot as shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't understand why I wouldn't have somebody like her there. So, Sheamus defeated Cesaro in the first match of the Best of Seven series.
Which is actually the third match because they wrestled basically 2 weeks before on Raw.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you have to let Sheamus win because he's got to go up like two or at least two. Probably should go up three. And it's probably going to be a super long-ass best of seven because they didn't wrestle each other on Raw. I mean, it's like how many weeks between the matches? I mean, this could go on for a long time.
It's hard to get into something like this if there's not anything on the line, like a title or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems to just thrown together. Something for them to do.
Mm-hmm. Go to the main show. You had Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens defeated Enzo Amore and Big Cass in 12 minutes and 8 seconds. This was a decent match. I was kind of surprised Jericho and Owens won, since Enzo and Cass has kind of been getting a big push. So.
Yeah, but you can beat Enzo and it doesn't really matter because he's supposed to lose.
They almost killed
him.
I mean,
Jericho and Owens, they're awesome together. That's just one of those magic
mm-hmm.
things that you threw something together and it kind of stuck. But yeah, they play off each other great. Fucking Jericho is coming up. You know, they're chanting "stupid idiot," and then you know you're gonna get it over.
Yeah, this is the best Jericho's been since like the last 5 or 6 times he's returned, I think.
Yeah.
He's usually just there. He just puts dudes over all the time, but basically been doing a lot more, a lot better stuff this time around. So.
Yeah.
And he looked like they killed poor Enzo on that daggum finisher.
Enzo looks like he gets fucking killed all the time.
I know, it looked bad.
It's like a miniature crash test, but dummy.
Charlotte defeated Sasha Banks in 13 minutes, 51 seconds for the Women's Championship.
These bitches are trying to kill each other. It was a good match, and the bitches were trying to kill each other. I don't know what the fuck they were trying to do with that one fucking spot where fucking Sasha Strong was at her neck broken off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I watched that back a few times. I couldn't tell what was supposed to happen there. So I was surprised that she won, just because I didn't know about the injury stuff with Sasha, so I was surprised Charlotte won.
Well, the thing with, you know, she's already got a back injury, and then they're doing shit that's going to have her fucking fall on her neck if they do it wrong, plus everything else. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't see a long career for Sasha at all.
I like the finish where she had her in the bank statement, and then she rolled her up, because it was kind of a way for her to save face, because it's kind of been out of nowhere, quick pin type thing. So,
yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it was good, but it was rough at spots.
The Miz with Maurice defeated Apollo Crews in a match for WWE IC title in 5 minutes and 45 seconds. Did you see the promo the Miz cut on Daniel Bryan?
Yeah. Well, I took a nap and I woke up before work and get on Twitter and Facebook, and that's all anybody's fucking talking about. It's like, it's one of those things where, I mean, it was one of the most talked about things, and I don't even know how fucking long. So I fucking, before I went to work, I put it on, and I thought I was going to have to, like, fast forward and find it, but it actually was, it's like, what, 20 minutes? I think it's how long it lasts, the whole show.
I usually, with stuff like that, I just go to YouTube. And it's usually up right away. So
it was an awesome promo, and The Miz was great doing it. I don't think it made Daniel Bryan look as bad as everyone tries to make it out, like saying that he got punked out or whatever. I don't think it was that bad. I mean, it was just more Miz just being passionate and yelling and being upset.
Mm.
But I thought it was an awesome fucking promo. And people are like, oh, well, it don't mean nothing, they're going to go nowhere. It's like, well, somebody else can fucking wrestle fucking the dude for Daniel Bryan or whatever. It's not like you can still build something off of it. But,
I first saw the promo, and, you know, immediately in my mind bumped Miz up like a few spots as far as, you know, importance, I guess, or being over. In that case, I think it did a good job.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
There wasn't much to this match. Miz won clean with the skull crushing finale. So,
yeah, just like why did they even bother bringing Apollo Crews up?
I know.
Yeah.
Then AJ Styles defeated John Cena in 23 minutes and 10 seconds in singles match. I thought this was the best match on the show.
This is one of the best matches of the year. I thought it was fucking awesome.
I mean, it had a lot of people complaining about all the going to the finisher so early and stuff, but I don't know.
That's just because people need something to fucking complain about. Like, fucking Bryan's got this gimmick about fucking basically he has to find something to bitch about, and that was his bitch. It's fucking whatever. That's fucking the match is awesome. The match is awesome. I don't give a fuck what they're doing here. Finishes fucking a minute in. It still lasted 20-something. Fucking it was awesome fucking match.
It's funny because, like, Bryan or I think Vinny would say that, you know, it's kind of silly with all the going to all the finishes and stuff and how weird it was, but yet they still give it, like, 3.5 to 4 stars.
Yeah.
So it must not have been that big of a deal that, with all that stuff. I do think that, like, I don't know, maybe it's just kind of old school. I like seeing guys, like, heels get an advantage or work a hold for a few minutes or something for the big comeback instead of doing all the stuff at once. So I can see some people's point when it comes to that.
Well, if it's a match where they're doing shit like that and no one's buying it, but there was a lot of stuff, like, you have to buy every time John Cena hits the FU because he fucking wins so much with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, especially the fucking one off the turnbuckle. Anyone who says he didn't think he was going to get, AJ was going to get pinned off of that's fucking lying because everyone was like, it's over.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I said, AJ, Styles fixing to get pinned and the internet's fixing to explode. That's what I was thinking. But,
and then Cena was awesome
that,
after the match.
Like, I'd like to see a run of matches where guys, like these really competitive ones, where guys, like, don't ever hit their finish throughout the whole match or the guy reverses it or something, just for a while instead of just always kicking out of finishers in the big matches. So. Next we had...
I thought Cena was awesome when AJ kicked out of the fucking Super FU and then him playing to the crowd and leaving his armband like he's retiring or whatever in the ring. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, he just sat in there after he hit that big move. He just sat in the corner and looked like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, it was good to see AJ Styles win. I'm hoping, I don't know, maybe not this month, but I mean, in the next couple of months, I think they're going to put titles on him. So.
They should. I mean, Ambrose is good, but he's better than Ambrose.
I like to see them put the title on AJ, then AJ have a run with Randy Orton. I think that could be some good shit. So.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson defeated New Day, Kofi and Xavier by DQ in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. And the New Day had John Stewart in their corner. So he was fucking up the whole SummerSlam like he did last year.
They sure did.
The stuff they write is so bad, though. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. I mean, the whole Luke Gallows and Anderson, the doctor bit is so horrible. I mean, it's not even bad. It's not even funny bad. It's just fucking lame.
And that was kind of gross when fucking Big E's fucking swallowing fucking formaldehyde or ball juice or whatever the fuck it was.
I don't know. If I saw something look like that, I think it was somebody pissed in it or something, you know?
That's what it looked like in that jar.
Well, I knew John Stewart came out by himself at the start, but I knew he was going to be for the New Day because I could see that light blue shirt up under his little shirt that he was wearing. So, Dean Ambrose defeated Dolph Ziggler in the singles match for the WWE World Title in 15 minutes and 18 seconds, and nobody cared about this match at all.
I was kind of falling asleep during it, too.
Yeah. I mean, the work was
okay, but nothing.
It's just, it's Dolph Ziggler, it's hard to get into it, you know?
Yeah.
he's been beaten six ways to Sunday, and you know, he's just okay. Let's see. Natalia, Alexa Bliss, and Nikki Bella defeated Becky Lynch, Naomi, and Carmella in 11 minutes and 7 seconds.
So what do you think of Naomi's glow bright gimmick?
It's something, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of goofy. She looks like a tablecloth.
It looks good during the intro. And then when the intro's over and they turn the lights off, you put a fuck in that outfit.
That's just, you talk about an eyesore. That outfit sticks out like a fucking sore thumb.
Yeah, it's an eyesore. When the lights are on, it's an eyesore. When the lights are off and it's all glowy, that's pretty cool. I can't find one goddamn redeeming, likable quality in Carmella. I don't know why she's a baby face. I think hopefully they're turning their heel since everybody was going crazy for Nikki Bella.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Nikki Bella came out on the heel side, but on SmackDown, it seems like they turned both of them. So.
Yeah. Well, they need to with Carmella. She just, I don't know how they think she's a baby face or whatever. Alyssa, I like Alyssa Bliss.
She's
good. I thought she was the hottest one and pretty good.
Let's see.
I don't know why, Becky. You know, you have SummerSlam is a big show, and why would it cause you to go out of your Becky Lynch to? You have summer cool gear, and then you go and get some plain brown shit with pants, pretty much covers the whole your whole thing. I don't know what the fuck their outfit was all about. The heels look so much better because they were wearing so much less clothing. So the only complaint on as far as on the heel side is I hate Nikki Bella's socks. I wish she'd get rid of those stupid socks.
I think that's the first time I ever heard somebody complain about somebody's socks.
I hate her fucking stupid ass ugly ass red socks.
Next match, Finn Balor via Seth Rollins in 1924 to become the inaugural WWE Universal Champion and the shortest reigning Universal Champion, I guess.
It's like this one dude, he's got this really cool-ass finishing maneuver, but let's tell him he can't do that no more because he might hurt somebody, even though he's never hurt anybody with it. But let's let him use this fucking buckle bomb thing where he nearly killed Sting twice. Now he's caused the shortest title reign in history because he had to do it on the outside. Like, why are you letting him do some dangerous shit like that and not the curb stomp that fucking, you know.
I thought they did away with the curb stomp just because of the negative connotation of the name, you know.
I guess. It's not like he was hurting anybody. He's fucking hurting everybody and himself doing the fucking buckle bomb.
They could have just changed the name, I guess, if they really wanted to, of the move. But, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it's so much. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. I like to, like, I don't know if it's so much that he's, like, careless or he's just having a string of bad luck is what it is, you know?
I don't know, but that could be Finn Balor having to pop your arm back into place during the match and then keep going.
Yeah, well, I mean, like a couple of years ago, AJ Styles looked like he had to run a bad luck with the Styles Clash. So, I kind of like to think that's what it is, just bad luck instead of being, like, really careless. Or might not be just careless, it's just the move is, like, a really high-impact move, so.
Yeah.
And then it was funny because after doing that, then the very next night he does the same thing to Sami Zayn, who's had major shoulder problems.
I miss shit.
And God,
if Sami Zayn, I'll be like, fuck it, I'm taking that.
That belt looked ugly. It was hideous, I thought.
Yeah, it was kind of stupid. Especially because they kind of made a big deal about it, you know what I mean?
And so then on Sunday, we have three main titles that looked the same. But then on Tuesday on SmackDown, we added up another one, so we had four titles that looked the same.
At least the tag belts are different.
Yeah, they're different color, but, I mean, you have now four titles that look exactly the same, so I don't know. It's just, you come up with a different design, bring the big gold belt back or something, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, he won this match, and, I mean, that fucking sucks that he got. It's like the one night they do everything right, you know, they let AJ go over on Cena, and then Finn goes over on Seth Rollins, and then they just gets all fucked up the next day when he can't, when he has to, you know, forfeit, and he's going to be out for 6 months. So.
Yeah, that does kind of suck. Because all that means is now we're going to have to go back to Roman being on top.
Yeah. Because I think they were going to do, from what I read, they were going to do like Finn in the program with Kevin Owens or something like that. So.
Yeah, that would have been okay.
Then we had the main event, Brock Lesnar defeated Randy Orton by TKO in 11:45. This was not so much a good match, but it was fun to watch, I guess.
Yeah, as soon as he fucking threw that elbow, I knew it was fucking bad news. You could just see it.
God, I think it was on Twitter or on some website or something. I saw that cut that was on his head. My God, that looked horrible.
Kind of looked like a Z.
Yeah, it looked like, I'm surprised I could, look like I could, if I was there in person, I could probably look deep into it and see his skull or something like that. It was so bad. So.
Yeah, there's no way it was a fucking blade job. That's for goddamn sure.
But the finish was good because you didn't have Brock lose and Randy Orton lost, but it wasn't like in a way that really hurt him. So,
yeah, it was all right. I didn't mind it too bad. Too bad no one had a camera on fucking watching the fucking second fucking Brock match after the fucking doing him and Jericho fucking almost went at it.
I know, I read about that.
I don't know if you heard like the show that Brian did with Lance where he's talking about how Jericho wanted to fight that one murderer dude from Canada and shit and fucking, you know, him and Goldberg. So it's like Jericho ain't afraid to get his ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he'd rather get his ass kicked than look like a pussy.
Rock seems like one of those guys that, like, if you're in the vicinity of Brock Lesnar and you like start cussing or something, he seems like one of those guys that think he hears like somebody curse and he automatically thinks it's about them so he can start a fight with them or something.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock's a dick. I mean, I like watching him work and shit, but he's an asshole.
Yeah, you can just tell he's an asshole.
Mm. Trying to think what else happened over the weekend. I can't remember much else from these shows or whatever. We're going to have you're doing two pay-per-views a month from now on, huh? Is that what they're doing?
Seems like it. It's pretty close. I think it's 20.
So it's like, I think we're 2 weeks away from the SmackDown show, and then we'll probably be like another couple of weeks away from the next Raw show or something like that. So, and everybody will be complaining there's too much wrestling on TV. I don't know.
I do have like one complaint, kind of not about TV, but. Do you know that fucking goddamn it this week and next week, everything not WWE related, but everything else in fucking for WrestleMania next year in Orlando, 8 months away, all the fucking tickets are on sale for fucking everything.
Oh, really?
Well, I know why, because I guess they got to make the pay their deposits or whatever for these things, but it's like fucking on sale already. It's like, I don't know why you got, I mean, I really wish they didn't do it, like, barely catching up from fucking Vegas, and now I got to, you know, start buying shit for fucking WrestleMania. And then fucking, you know, because I like to go to the Shimmer Show. There's always a Shimmer Show. A week or two ago, Prazak had posted, if you're a regular that goes to Chicago shows or whatever, and you want to get front row for the show in Miami, email this email and leave your name and how many people or whatever. So I sent that out. And then you don't really hear anything. So like a day or two before I give a praise, like I'm like, well, I haven't heard anything. What's the deal? And he's like, oh, well, they got your, you know, they're supposed to let you buy tickets the day before, supposedly. And then one of the guys from WWE and Live was posting, and I was like, put a response about, what about the ones that, you know, you guys said you're going to hold our tickets or whatever? And he's all, oh, all those will be taken care of, and so no worries or whatever, all right? So then the fucking day before, Prazak fucking emails me, and he's like, I don't even know why they asked me to fucking take names or whatever, because they're selling, the first day they're selling, they're only selling a package where if you bought front row for, I think, all 10 shows, you could buy it like the day before. So, you know, there's Shimmer, there's Chikara, there's all this shit, dude. So, you know, and there's not like there's a whole shitload of front rows, so they're fucking, these packages start selling out like crazy. But Prazak's like, I don't think you're going to get any. And, you know, you might have to get second row, and that's because they got to give these people like the first day. And he's like, you know, the best bet is just to email Sal, and that if they don't all sell, to sell them to you or whatever. So I messaged that guy, Sal, and I'm like, hey, you know, I know you got to wait till tomorrow, but I need so many seats, you know, and if you can let me know, you know, I'd really like to get them. And he's like, okay, but it's got to be tomorrow at noon when you know, that 24 hours for the people to buy the packages. And I think that morning there were like 13 left, and I needed like 6 seats, so I'm like, fuck, I don't think I'm going to get them. So about an hour and a half before, I was like, hey, you know, I think there might be a chance that there might be a few, so, you know, I'll take 3, and I get the 3 behind. And shit, and he's like, oh, I'll sell them to you already. So I got my six front row Shimmer tickets, but I almost didn't get them. And then it sucks having to fucking, you know, pay for them already, you know what I mean? And shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, I mean, at least I got them, but it was kind of a pain in the ass. But it's like, and a lot of these shows are going to, like, sell out fast. So it's like, you know, you don't have no time to prepare to save money to buy, like, because, like, I think all in all, like, I think there's 10 shows for WWE and Live. I think WrestleCon's got, like, 10 or 12, too. Plus all the WWE shit. I mean, there's a lot of shit, you know? So it's like, and then, you know, these places, they're not in the biggest venues, so their shit's, like, will sell out. So at least I got the main one I needed besides the WWE shit. So, but, yeah, it's kind of a hat. I really wish they'd give you more time or not do it 8 months, you know what I mean? That's a long time, dude.
I wonder if are you hoping that the traffic's any better this year? When the traffic closed last year in Orlando or something?
Yeah, well, there was like a lot of construction, so I think a lot of that's been finished. So hopefully not too bad. I think everything that like we're doing is all real close to each other, so I'm really not expecting no problems. I'm going to try and get, because like usually I'll get like 20, a group of like 20 tickets. And this next year we're going to try and get like one, depending on how many people will be interested, but like maybe between 1 to 3 skyboxes and just get one of those like owner suites. And then they're like, they have catering. I don't know how much catering it is. It might just be like cookies and shit, but it's still something, you know what I mean? You have to go get in line for food or whatever. So that's what I'm hoping we're able to, we can pull off this coming year.
That's it. Well, we got anything else to talk about?
Not really. There wasn't really too much other stuff going on. Have you seen Stranger Things?
No. I haven't. I've been meaning to.
You need to check that one out. I mean, you really need to jump on that right away. It's only 8 episodes, so it's not like, you know, it's going to take like a long time. But yeah, that was actually awesome.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that because I saw all the trailers and stuff, so I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, it's weird how Netflix is just fucking putting out fucking badass TV show after TV show after TV show. It's fucking amazing.
I know. Next month we got Narcos, the second season, and Luke Cage, the first season of that, is next month, so.
Yeah. So, we have a lot of shit to look forward to. But
we want to call it a day, so we don't have anything else.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. So, yeah, we'll just call it a day, and we'll see when we can do a show next week, and we'll talk to everybody then.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up! I'm gonna drag you until I wear your Texas ass out. That game is awesome. And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.